Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Straight Talk for the Soul series, your vibrational, multidimensional vitamin for the body, mind, and spirit. I'm Carrie Murphy, your host, creator, and founder of this global broadcast and brilliant community of light. So honored to be here with all of you magical, beautiful beings today. I do want to extend a bright and really happy, happy, happy good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all of you tuning in from around the world. To help me welcome So Laura Rose, I'm so happy she's back. We're going to discuss the wish-fulfilling jewel, flourishing in love, freedom, and fortune. We'll talk about superabundance and self-love as a manifesting superpower. We will just flow with things. It's always a joy when she's here. So welcome home, all of you star seeds, luminous light leaders, starlight messengers to this beautiful moment, of course, into this next phase of your spiritual awakening and exploration, a true remembrance of your cosmic multidimensional heritage. This is an invitation for you to form an alliance with your divine essence, merge with your sacred origin, and experience a grace-filled, fluid journey of resurrection, renewal, and expansion. So welcome to another powerful choice point in your ascension journey, as we have the opportunity to create our very own heaven on earth, our very own paradise. So just know this is a safe haven for you to come to, a unity community to empower you, and I am absolutely dedicated and devoted to walking hand in hand and heart to heart with all of you as we commit to self-reflection and soulfully directed alchemy, and everything amazing that will unfold. And today is another invitation into illumination, a heart homecoming with Solara. So just relax, breathe, open, and receive. Grateful that you found your way here today. I do want to invite you to subscribe to our show. It's a free platform that you can access at straighttalkforthesoul.com. You can listen to all of our replays, including today's with Solara, on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Amazon Audible, and Stitcher, and connect with us further in our private Facebook group or Instagram. And now my favorite question. What is the best that could happen today? With Solara and myself and all of you, please set a clear, empowered personal intention for what you wish to experience. My intention with our gathering and journey is to be a clear and pure conduit and instrument of the divine in selfless service to allow for the highest and greatest healing miracles to unfold for all of us. And of course, for joy and healing energy to flow through my voice and this sacred energetic space with grace and ease, welcoming and inviting in the highest divine support and participation throughout our time together. Write in and let us know how you're feeling throughout the show and our webcast. And we will take some live callers later. Press star 2 on your phone to raise your hand for that. So again, we're talking about flourishing in love, freedom, and fortune, superabundance, thriving in the body of paradise, unlocking your prolific fountain of flow, ultramagnetism and momentum, absolute emancipation into love, rapture, boundless possibility and aliveness, divine union. We'll talk about the diamond octave, a deep dive exploration into divine identity mastery, exponential expansion, and maximized quality of life. And we'll also talk about embodied imagination and self-architecture and self-love as our supreme manifesting superpower. I want to tell you a little bit about Solara, and then we will dive into this fun here today. I'll begin by saying that 40 million adults in the United States age 18 and older suffer from anxiety, cognitive and emotional disorders caused by neurochemistry factors, personality, chronic stress, and life events. So Laura was one of those beings, having walked through the greatest challenges of the human experience in this lifetime, and she refers to that as the ferocious fires of initiation. In that state of contrast, woven together by years and layers of living out of alignment, and while working in corporate America, she made several attempts to go home, but her navigational compass kept reinforcing that it was time to shatter the shackles of limitation and start passionately authoring her story, not through external means, but through her own vast esoteric wisdom. She embarked on a major reset and a quest of reinvention. She gave away everything she owned, donated all of her possessions to women's shelters, and she started fresh. Her journey catalyzed her open in ways where she began to have peak mystical experiences and access advanced psychic abilities. That led her into a 10-year odyssey around the world, becoming a scholar of human sciences, and really trying to resolve and reverse damage those years of trauma. So while studying and mastering neuroscience, epigenetics, quantum physics, cosmology, indigenous wisdom, and philosophy, she soon realized that she wasn't broken. She didn't require fixing. And she was compelled to maximize her programming through a God lens of reality, and that changed everything. So today, she's known for her iconic tour de force teachings, her transmissions, and advisory programs. Many claim her work the source codes for embodied paradise. And she has endless testimonials that really validate her mystical yet practical protocols. And she's committed to divine identity mastery. So we're going to talk about a lot of that and just get into this wonderful embodiment of the divine that she is now. So Laura, my dear, I want to just welcome you back with waves and waves of love, light, joy. Happy you're here.
Thank you so much. I'm honored and blessed to be here, and I already feel this elucidated mystical portal that we are all in together of joy, of love, of beauty, of celebration. And I'm really excited to see where this call takes us. And
I know. It feels pretty infinite in terms of potential with you, always.
Indeed. Yeah, there's really no limit to what we can conjure in our imagination and call forth into being. And I love that our souls unwittingly yet masterfully orchestrated this call on the
Let's see. Just cut out just a little bit. I didn't hear the last part of what you said.
Yeah, I love that our souls unwittingly yet masterfully orchestrated this call to be on the day of the full moon.
Yes. Yes. Oh my gosh, the birds are singing so loud, Solara, right outside my window.
Aww.
If I didn't have my headset on, can you actually hear them through my headset?
Yes.
Oh, my
brilliant.
Goodness.
They're serenading us.
Yes, they are. Wow. So tell me, my dear, what have you been up to since you were here last? What kind of magical, amazing, brilliant things have been going on with you?
Yes. Well, so much. You know, it feels like it has been aeons and epochs since our last call. And I imagine that everybody is experiencing this in their own journey, the exponential nature of transformation. I mean, it is literally in every moment, such a depth of release, of being present, of prolific epiphany and revelation are coming on board. And we're just transforming literally at the speed of light now. And so I've just been thriving into my dreams. I've really been fortunate, you know, and in that I've been called to release a lot of, you know, things that were a part of my previous life cycle. And so, of course, always doing sacred blessings around that, liberating the energy and just working it for my next evolutionary cycle of expansion. And the way that things have been flooding and pouring into my reality is truly breathtakingly gorgeous and moving. And I have found myself over these past several months just immersed in grateful tears of bliss more than ever in my entire life. Mm-hmm. And just actually even savoring that space as enough, mm-hmm. just being immersed in that frequency and that field is being so satiating and soul quenching, mm-hmm. and fulfilling. Yes, on all fronts, just the growth and expansion of my creativity, my sacred sexuality, my relationships, and finances and all the things. Everything's just evolving
well,
and expanding.
That's exciting. I'm not surprised. I do want to talk a little bit about your journey because if, you know, you have really, I mean, I did read in your bio, I mean, a lot of things have changed for you for, you know, after everything that you went through, growing up. And then you had these 10 years where you went around the world and you really studied, like I said, neuroscience, epigenetics, quantum physics, you know, all of this stuff that has led you into the life that you're living today. So what can you share with people who are perhaps maybe where you were and, you know, feeling those shackles of limitation or feeling, you know, the anxiety or the emotional disorders or any of that? How can you inspire them, you know, knowing where they're at? Having been there.
Yeah. Beautiful. So there's so much in there. There's so many beautiful sacred tools and technologies that I can provide. But what I'm being led to is the most profound and powerful insight because we hear so much about who we have to be and the state that we have to be in order to manifest our dreams, in order to receive the support of the universe. And the truth, the core quintessential truth is, it is all about pure love. So no matter where you are in your journey, no matter what your experience is, if you feel like you're in a space of limitation and despair and internal dissonance, or you are right at the precipice of the most magnificent expansion that you have ever experienced, and you're opening into this grand, awesome power that you have not quite ever felt before in your life, regardless of where you are in your journey, to receive the support of life, of God, of love, of source, it is simply about having a heart-to-heart, sincere, genuine dialogue with divine intelligence. This is where I am. This is what I require. This is what I would love to receive. This would bring me comfort, safety, joy, flourishment. And really opening up the portals and pathways to establish the intimacy of that relationship, because that quantum universal divine intelligence, we would call, you know, there's so many names we have for it, right? It's the Tao, it's the cosmic design and cosmic order, it is source, it is God. That intelligence weaves its brilliance through all that is, through our physical human vessel, which we can see reflected and our DNA and our fingerprints, we can see it reflected absolutely everywhere in nature, fruits, vegetables, flowers, plants, animal coats. That intelligence is infinitely generative, almighty powerful, who and what we truly are at the most expanded level. And it is here for us. It is sentient. It is unconditional love, meaning there are no conditions for which you can connect into that energy and request support, love, assistance, expansion, whatever it is that you are desiring, from a feeling frequency to a tangible, physicalized manifestation. And so often, we simply forget to ask. We forget that brilliant intelligence that loves us, it's truly ineffable, you know. I mean, I can utilize my beautiful linguistic artistry and poetry to attempt to describe the glory of this energy and this love, but it truly, at its core, when we really tap and access that wellspring, the love is so overwhelmingly beautiful and profound, it often moves us to speechlessness because it's so unconditional. And so remembering that wherever you are in your journey, that power, that intelligence, that love, that force is there for you. And so it's really just about connecting in intimately, casually, authentically, genuinely from your pure heart and having a dialogue with that intelligence. And you will be amazed at how it begins to show up for you. It's literally like having a magical genie.
How would you suggest to someone who really wants to cultivate this connection with the divine, with this, you know, infinite field of intelligence and possibility. I mean, give us an example of opening up to this and asking for something or asking for support, because you're so great with words. I mean, that's one of your gifts. So give us something that they can listen to and perhaps utilize in their own time.
Beautiful. Yes. And I'd love to also give an example, because when I first started my journey, I remember I had been through such trauma that I had extraordinary anxiety being in social situations and being around people. There was so much fear that I would be abused in the presence of people, because that was hardwired into my memory, my cellular memory and my system. And so when I had my first profound awakening experience that really opened me up to what I now experience as the Diamond Octave, which we'll discuss in a bit here, mm-hmm. I remember actually saying to my mother one day, I said, you know, I know that I'm being called to trust life and to trust God. And I said, how am I supposed to trust this completely intangible, ethereal, quintessential energy that I can't see, touch, taste, feel in a way that is obvious to me, if I can't even trust human beings? How am I going to, you know, do this? And she looked at me and she said, that is a question that you're going to have to discover for yourself. And let me tell you, just even in the asking of that question, a profound series of events unfolded in my life that led me into the deep trust. And so, you know, it may feel a little bit interesting at first as we get used to speaking to this invisible almighty power, but to really just allow that and be with the process of, okay, it's as though I am face-to-face, heart-to-heart, soul-to-soul with my best friend, my lover, my companion, who is there for me always, and having a very real, honest dialogue in conversation. And so what we could, like a simple way to frame this is to, okay, if my best friend, somebody who I know loves me with beyond measure and who is here for me and has the capacity to support me in any way that I desire or request, what would the actual dialogue be that I would have with that person, that being, that friend, mm-hmm. that lover, that companion? And to really drop into our heart and open the lines of communication with infinite divine quantum intelligence in that same way. Because this is really, I mean, that, and it's us, right? It's our own I am presence. It's who and what we are at the expanded level. So it's really this relationship that we're having with our wider self, our infinite self. And it's coming to the space of learning how to trust that and not making it any more complicated than a sincere dialogue. And this is the piece that's so important in this, because when we really come from that pure space, we learn how simple it is. We see how loved we are. We learn that we don't have to, you know, put on these masks or show up in a specific way or get our state just so before we can open into the love of all that is. It is here for mm-hmm. us now, and it's so pure and it's so genuine. And so really practicing that. And this also leads into relationship mastery, because when we master that divine connection and that dialogue with love in our present moment, as we move through this sacred odyssey of life, that energetic of love, of provision, of safety, of trust, of joy, of adventure and playfulness, that, you know, starts to overflow into all the other relations that we have in our life. And so it begins to resolve everything. Well, I mean, because everything ultimately is relationship. We're in relationship mm-hmm. to everything, including our bodies, our food, our environment. And so it always comes back to relationships. So the practice would be creating sacred space where it is just you in your voluptuous, romantic, fun haven, however that looks for you, your super abundance paradise oasis, maybe some beautiful instrumental music on, some candles, all of your favorite sensory elixirs, you know, just filling your space with the things that bring you a sense of joy and comfort and, you know, the feeling of home, and really connecting with your heart and being honest with yourself. What is it that I truly desire at this moment in my life? And how would I love to be met? What would I love to open and allow myself to start receiving and having and enjoying and savoring, and just begin to have that communication and that dialogue with, you know, that intention. I am connecting in with my expanded I am presence. I am connecting in with source. And this is what I feel right now in this moment that I desire. And what's really important with this too is clarity and specificity. Now, this is foundational. So what we're speaking into now is really establishing that relationship as we grow and evolve and expand in our spirituality, and we begin to embody ourselves as that energy. So I'm no longer identifying myself as the Laura Rose, although I love myself. I am that I am. And that's what I'm perceiving and seeing and knowing myself as God, as love, as the divine, not anything that exists within the confines of identification or personality structures. I am always coming from the core truth that I am God and we are all God, expressing and emanating through human form. And so as we grow and evolve and we learn that we are that energy and we begin to embody ourselves as that energy, then creation gets a little bit more like, you know, we are called to be in the full, responsible, loving, benevolent command of our life and of our reality.
Right. Well, you have certainly refined all of these things over the years. And, you know, now you are one of these unique beings that you don't just talk about super abundance, like you live it, you feel it. You know, the way that you speak is super abundant. And you speak I want to get into that. Super abundance, thriving in this body of paradise. You know, if someone's listening to that and they're like, well, that's just like so far from where I'm at though. But you got there and you were nowhere near there at one point. So describe what it means to you now and, you know, how it is rather simple to reach this state of embodiment.
Yes, 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 yes. Thank you for this glorious question. And I absolutely love what I'm hearing first is that no matter where we are literally one perceptual shift away from super abundance and thriving in the body of paradise, because it's all already here. Pure paradise, the perfect cosmic order and design of love, of beauty, of celebration, of prosperity, of thriving, prolific, radiant health. It is all already here. It's just a question of, are we perceiving that reality and that truth? And do we know that it's already here? So this is where practices like meditation, internal cultivation, to really connect to that field and that knowingness of truth is so pivotal in our journey. So it's as simple as taking some nice deep breaths, creating internal space, dropping into the heart, and meditating on truth, focusing on truth, and allowing our system to acclimate to what already is within and before us. And, you know, superabundance to me represents the sacred space beyond becoming, beyond evolution, beyond I'm on a trajectory to become source. And it moves directly into what I would consider to be divine, pure, holy, divine dominion, and inhabiting ourselves as that perfectly crystallized divine self here and now. And from that knowingness, we know that all that we are and all that surrounds us in all moments, because everything is made out of this energy and this super conscious intelligence, is love, is flourishment, is joy, is harmony, is peace, is serenity, is all of these things that we associate with the kingdom. And it's all already here. So instead of being on that path and that trajectory that moves us through time to actualize and crystallize it, it's actually about landing in it, in the knowing that it simply is. It's already here. It's already crystallized. We already are that. And not only are we that, but everyone and everything is that. So when we come to recognize the face of God and the face of love in all that is, we free ourselves. Now, this is true emancipation. When I know that everyone and everything that presents to me in my life, in my world, in my reality is God, is love, is the beloved, I'm safe. I'm free. I am loved. I am provided. I am supported. So this is, you know, mastery of vision and mastery of awareness of what the core truth actually is, and the recognition that any other layers or lenses or filters of perception that are layered on top of that, that's just our subconscious programming. And it's beautiful also, but the truest, deepest fulfillment and satiation we will ever experience is the knowingness that what is true and eternal is here now, and it's not going anywhere. It's permanent.
Mm-hmm.
And when we really land in that space, we get to thrive in the body of paradise, literally, because we know that all that is pure paradise now.
Hmm. Yes. Yes to that. So I love looking at our talking points, because the way that you write and express yourself is so creative. So in talking about unlocking your prolific fountain of flow and ultramagnetism and momentum, let's get into that. What do you want to share about that? Getting in or really unlocking the prolific fountain of flow.
Yeah.
Yes.
So this is,
let's do that.
Let's. And I'm going to let it stream so everybody can feel it too. This is about, well, okay, so this is where it gets really juicy and nectar rich and fun, because this is all about this is all about opening to love. And this is also the majesty and the glory of the creative odyssey. When we realize that we don't have to struggle, we don't have to push, we don't have to force ourselves to do things that are not in alignment with the greatest joy and happiness of our soul, that all we have to do is really open to love and begin receiving and begin magnetizing our reality, the game gets a lot more fun from this space. So it's really about, this is about opening into love. So any places and spaces in our physical embodiment where we feel like we're holding on to tension or stress or resistance patterns, instead of, you know, getting into the space of the mind that says, I need to solve this, fix this, save this, figure this out. It's really about getting still, getting quiet, and starting to usher the infinite grand power of the universe, of the multiverse, of the omnicosmic divine self into our bodies, opening wide, letting go of all that resistance, relaxing, opening, expanding our energetic bodies and fields, and letting that pure celestial energy course through our veins. So this is about building life force, prana, quintessence, chi, kundalini, letting all of that sacred nectar and biokinetic energy begin to fill us and satiate us. So there's also a movement in this. So the first step would be one to relax, to still the mind, and to one drop into the breath. So beginning with a simple practice of breath work where we're focusing on the felt sensations and the frequencies that we feel moving through our body without needing to have a story about it. The only intention with this is to come out of the mind into the body and just focus on feeling. So breathing and feeling, and then beginning to give that energy movement and momentum, coursing it through the body. And as we do this, we actually, so the breath is what allows for our cells to expand, and it allows for the light information that is coded in the coils of our DNA, our divine master DNA, to begin releasing into the body and the conscious mind. So see, we all have infinite intelligence encoded in every single cell of our bodies. It's really just about bringing the breath and the awareness to the expansion of our cells and allowing that light to to move through us. So it's expansion of the energetic bodies, and that happens through deep relaxation and release. So a great example of this would be, how much do you let go when you're getting a massage, right? Like, you're in full trust. You're like, yes, please, I receive, I receive, I receive. And so it's allowing our bodies to relax to that degree in the field of universal trust. I trust you, life. I am open. I am receptive. I am allowing myself to feel. So one of the places and spaces where we cinch our flow is that we're in the mind and we're not allowing ourselves to feel to the greatest capacity that we can. So coursing the breath, allowing ourselves to feel. And then it's about aligning the consciousness, meaning what we focus on in our imaginary realms, with the super consciousness of Source, meaning that everything is always working in our favor. There is gold and grace and positivity and positive meaning in every situation that is unfolding in our life, in every single moment, no matter what is going on. There's a treasure trove of gold if we are willing to look for the gold, if we are willing to look mm-hmm. in that direction. So then once we are opened and expanded and we're connected to the feeling sensations in our body and really paying attention to the psychic intuitive wisdom and information that our body is revealing to us, then it's about gently refocusing the consciousness on that which is true. So pointing our spotlight of awareness on, you know, what Source thinks, what Source feels. And so this is really about embodying the mind of God, embodying the mind of Source. Well, what does my Source self know to be true in this situation? What does my Source self believe is possible? You know, and really starting to come from that vantage point. And then we get to really architect our own internal wealth garden of Eden and prolific delights, really with whatever fills our own unique heart and soul and essence with joy. And we begin to refocus.
I love it. Let's get more into the self-architecture, because that's a big part of your work. And embodied imagination, self-architecture, there really is kind of designing our very own paradise, super abundant paradise. What does that phrase mean to you, self-architecture?
Yes. So this is really powerful and profound. So when we think of a manifestation, oftentimes we experience it as, I am this individuated drop in the ocean, and that which I desire is something separate from me. It is something outside of myself that I need to call in, get, pull, draw towards me, all of this. But the reality is, our reality and our world is an extension of our internal world, meaning that everything around us is a fractalized extension of the codes that we have within us. So what we dominantly feel and what we dominantly focus on with our mind, which is why the two primary pieces in this to me are building the sacred sexual energy, the prana, the life force, through magnetics, through receiving divine love, opening wide to receive divine love, and then learning to focus our imagination on what it is that we are authentically desiring to create. Because to me, imagination is a lot more fun than I need to, you know, correct all of my thinking patterns. You know, it's just, mm-hmm. it has a lively, animating quality to it. And because consciousness creates reality, this is a beautiful frame for, you know, what do I want to fill myself with? What do I want my internal world to look like, to feel like, to express like? And so all of the work, you know, manifestation is really embodiment at its core. Whatever we embody, whatever our internal symphony and coding is in its totality, will be the reality that we live. So reality is a precising feedback mechanism also, mm-hmm. meaning that if it's showing up in our world, it exists somewhere within us. And so that gives us the supreme power to change absolutely anything in our lives by cultivating a new internal narrative, dialogue, felt perception, imaginal landscape And so it's about self-architecture on a grand scale. So when I say self-architecture, also I'm saying it with a capital S. So the internal work is in my embodiment. So me, as Solara Rose, I get to go internal and architect these beautiful blooming Edens to my heart's satisfaction. But that becomes my grander, wider self. So that is what then fractalizes and becomes projected out onto the movie screen of my life and becomes the simulated reality that I experience. So all the power is within me here, but it also becomes my world. So this, the body of myself that I land in, my world, is all reflective of what I have going on inside. So manifestation isn't just about, you know, I have this one thing on my wish list. It's a desire that's separate from me, and I've got to figure out a way to get it. It's about, this is in me now. This is accessible within me now. So if I go internal and I focus on being the woman who has this thing, who is experiencing this reality, who is enjoying this reality, then it must, by virtue of quantum physics, show up in my physical reality. So instead of separating myself from the desire, so for instance, we'll say that the desire is a loving romantic relationship. I wouldn't begin to, you know, think, I wouldn't think of that thing as separate from me. I would place myself internally in the scenario where I'm waking up next to my partner every day. We are having fun. We are, you know, enjoying this adventure of life together. We are traveling. We are creating. We're doing all of this. And I'm having the felt, visceral experience of it as already crystallized and already so. So I'm literally marrying and merging potential with desire. I'm becoming one with that reality is already manifest inside my being, and then it will show up. So all of the power is within us. And so then manifestation becomes the art of internal self-architecture.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Yes, empowerment at its finest in everything that you're sharing. I know you did want to talk a little bit about divine union, and this feels like a good space to bring more of that information in, since you were just talking about relationship. Divine union, from your perspective, what is it? What do you want to share about that?
Yes, yes, yes. So everything within and around us in all moments is alive, alive with life, with beauty, with mystical divine intelligence. And at its quintessential core, it is the beloved. So whether we are having I'm just be very transparent here. I like dance through my life talking to my reality, right? So it's almost like Beauty and the Beast. Everything is alive. You know, the plates are alive, the food is alive, and we're all best friends and we're having the time of our life. And so
I see it. I can see that. Yes.
Yep. And so it's really this awareness that everything is alive with a divine loving consciousness, and there's a connection, a beautiful, sacred, sumptuous, loving connection that is available to us with life in all moments. So it's connecting to the heart of love in whatever is before us. So whether we're cooking a beautiful meal, you know, the artistry of food and the bounty that nature provides for us, or we are, you know, taking a shower, or we're putting on our clothes, there's always this opportunity for sacred relationship with the divine. And this is what will help us to get ultra present. And this is also what will unlock the powers of what I call the wish fulfilling jewel. So when I am present to the beloved in all moments, in whatever it is that is before me or within me, if I'm having an internal journey, then my entire world becomes this glorious romance, this living love story. And there's always that connection. There's always that love, and everything is alive. And in that, being grateful. So this is, you know, that love in action, love in motion is really, I'm very present to what is right in front of me. I see it as love. I see it as beauty. I edify it. I celebrate it. I embrace it exactly as I would the divine, because that is what it is in truth and I appreciate it, and I pour praise and gratitude and celebration into it. And that unlocks this whole other realm of mystical, magical aliveness in our reality. This is where we really, you know, I believe that we all have had these really unique, powerful experiences where we have been in these cosmic, galactic, celestial portals, whether we've been with our friends, family, community, or we've been on a vacation or in a retreat experience, where everything has these extra layers and dimensions of aliveness to them, where we can really feel the living consciousness in everything around us. When we choose to be in sacred relationship with every moment, we have the power to unlock that and live that through in every moment. And that's just about being in love. I mean, that's, you know, one of the primary ways to really architect our most novel, thriving reality is to be in love with our here and now, and to be in sacred union and relationship with what is within and before us. And that will unfold a grand love story that is far beyond what we even actually have the capacity to imagine for ourselves. So if you can imagine your most vibrant, multi-prismatic, exotic imagination born to life in your physical reality, 100 million X that. That is the power of living in divine union. What begins to manifest in our world far exceeds and surpasses what we actually know to envision or command or define or request.
So I love this perspective, because then everything that in each moment, whatever we are engaging with, whomever, even if it's, like you said, when you're cooking or you're anything, is a divine union moment, a sacred union moment, which just expands the potentials, you know, so that we're not locked into this limiting idea of union, of divine union, right? So
right, yeah, it's all. I mean, and this is mastery. This is true self-mastery. It's being in love and in oneness and harmony and accord with the self and the all, meaning that we are in divine union in every moment. This is all that is love. And so I'm always engaging with the beloved. And that's true. That's mastery. And it's so simple. It is so, so simple. The question is, are we present to it? That's all.
Mm-hmm. So the diamond octave, which we briefly mentioned earlier, how does that play into everything that we're talking about, this deep dive exploration into this diamond octave? What does that mean to you? Is that a multidimensional space that you access, or what is the diamond octave?
Absolutely. So I'm going to have a little bit of fun with this one and really do my best to convey the imagery and the vision that I receive when you know, because this is a whole download through my own journey of self-realization and knowing myself as self-actualized. All of these visions were revealed to me. And so this is the space and place of I have arrived. I am home. I am whole. I am complete. I am God. I am source. I am perfect. I am sacred. I am magnificent. And knowing, and so it's an expanded self view too, because it includes my individuated self, but it, in the diamond octave, this is really us inhabiting ourselves as the infinite grand ocean of self. You know, I'm no longer simply associated with, it's completely transpersonal. It includes the personal, but it is, I am the diamond of the self. I am the diamond octave. And so the way that I see this is I am love and I am all that is, and everything around me is a facet of the diamond in its perfect state of divinity. And so these are all the potentials and the possibilities that we get to play with, right? Because these are all, everything we experience is an extension of our own consciousness. And if my consciousness is creating reality, I can create whatever I desire. I can fashion and mold anything that I desire. And so the foundation for the Diamond Octave is to land in the embodiment of paradise and nirvana actualized now. I am the diamond of the self. I am perfect, whole, complete. All that is perfect, whole, and complete. We are all, there's no more work to be done. We have all arrived. We are all in our divinity. And so then from that space of knowing this, what is actually left to do? Create, play, have fun, enjoy, and savor this odyssey of light so we liberate ourselves from all of these paradigms of what we think we have to heal, fix, save, resolve, to simply enter directly the space of self-actualized truth. I was born God intelligence, and I am still God intelligence. There's nothing that I have to do to become that. So it's liberating from many of these old paradigms and really entering into the I am that I am that I am. And because I am the I am that I am, and I'm in this game of infinite creation, out of all of these multifaceted infinite potentials and possibilities, what do I choose? What do I select? What do I want to design? What do I want to fashion? What do I want to magnetize to myself? What do I want to crystallize? And there's infinite possibilities. There are no limitations. If you can conjure it, envision it, imagine it, it exists as that and infinitely greater. And so this is landing in our wholeness and then having fun, really starting to pluck possibilities and potentials from the quantum field and the ethers and really land them in our embodiment and just really vision into what do I desire to experience. And so there's that technology of creation internally where we're just opened into the diamond. So imagining that you are the diamond at the center of your universe and all of the facets are infinite potentials and possibilities, and you can order from the infinite grand menu of life whatever you would desire to experience, and marveling in that space. And one of the other visions that I received being in the Diamond Octave is that as I move and flow through my life, it's almost like it's so lively. It's like this creative landscape come to life. So it's like an authentic masquerade. It's like we can be whoever we want to be in any moment. We can dress up. We can have fun. We can, you know, wear our most magnificent plush attire. We can be whoever we, it's like a child playing dress up, right? It's so much fun. And we can be all of these archetypes and these mythological characters. And as we dance from room to room, from ballroom to ballroom in our life, we're always meeting with another face of the beloved. Okay, beloved, what are you going to surprise me with this evening? What do you have in store? And really establishing that sacred relationship. So we get to play and be all of the multifaceted, like the full spectrum range of our own genius, our own dynamism, our own brilliancy. And then we also get to meet all of these gorgeous spaces of love, all of these gorgeous spaces of divinity. So wherever we go, there's a sacred message for us. There's wisdom for us. There's fun and enjoyment and novelty for us. And so it's like, you know, even as I shift scenes in my own play, I know that I'm always going to be meeting with the face of the beloved, and whatever I experience is going to be magnificent because I know that I'm convening and meeting with the face of the beloved.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I'm just listening. Just taking it all in. How would you, with all of this that you've been sharing, how do you apply all of this brilliance and this excitement and these manifestation powers and all that into your work when you're, you know, how is your work expanded, Solara, with, you know, your greater and greater embodiment of everything that we're talking about? Describe for people who are new to you how you work with people.
Yes, beautiful. So, you know, we can really go anywhere because at this stage in my embodiment, I can access all information. So anything that you bring forth, I can meet you in that space. And my mastery really is listening. I just listen for the precising insight that wants to come through for that being. And I meet them exactly in the space that they're desiring support. And, you know, for a while there, it was really focused on, you know, somatic healing and integration of the divine self. And all of that is still a prominent part of my work. But what I have recognized in this, you know, previous year and moving forward is I'm really being called to a creation focus. So it's really about how are we architecting our reality? What internal technologies do we have access to? How do the energetics of things like clear decision and certainty and all of this, how do these internal technologies to create and fashion and mold worlds, how do those work? And I've just been being really called into the space of pure creation with people. So for me, flow and healing of the physical body is simple at its core. It's really about harmony. So it's establishing deep cellular harmony in the body and then cleansing and purifying our system so that that flow of light, of universal intelligence, moves freely through us. So for me, it's very energetic space, and I don't really get too much into story because the story's not really relevant. What's relevant is, do you feel at one, at peace, at harmony with yourself so that all of your systems are operating in accord and that flow can move through you freely? Because once that flow is moving through your system, you have access to pure genius intelligence within you. You know, you have access to all that you require for your journey in all moments. And you really know it. You have it now, but when it's flowing, you know it. And so, you know, now it's been focalized on just pure creation and really mastering all of these new creative capacities and technologies. So it's looking at, you know, what is flowing in your life? Where are you experiencing, you know, prolific manifestations and crystallizations of your desires, and where is it that you would love to open and expand that flow at a greater level? And then we go right to the core. So, you know, I love to look at things holistically and as a unified field, right? So it always comes back to the core of opening to receive love, and it's that simple. The more that I open and expand my energetic bodies and fields, and I have a clear pathway in my physical body to let that love in, and I start ushering it in from all portals and pathways in my reality, all of my desires are going to come with it. It's not, you know, it's not isolated to this area of my life or this area of my life or this area of my life. So we focus on what that actually looks like in practice and how to integrate it practically and physically. And then we look at, okay, well, what specifically now do you want to create? And we do activations and invocations and embodiment practices and belief configuration around the exact reality that you want to be landed in.
And I want to remind everyone, we're going to take some live callers in just a little bit. It's *2 to raise your hand. Many of you know that because many hands are up. But the reason I was asking about the evolution of your work is I'm noticing in your offer that you're offering 20 minutes a day of advanced remote frequency work, elegantly and rapidly harmonized with your maximized destiny timelines and the palpably blissful experience of nirvana, actualized now with 20 minutes of this remote frequency work daily from you. So describe what this is about. I mean, if someone is not used to, you know, remote frequency work with someone, since this isn't a personal one-on-one session, how does this all work for you?
Yes. So thank you for that question too, because what I have discovered over the years is I have become so masterful in what I would call true quantum sorcery, because everything is energy. And what we're really doing when we're creating at a grander scale is we are moving energy. And in my own, because I've done such deep internal work, one of the things that I am humbly, gratefully thankful for is my masterful capacity to move and direct energy. So what I realized was people were coming to me and they wanted support with manifesting things. And because I don't have any resistance in my field, I was able to just manifest things for them instantly, like pretty darn instantly, like not a time lapse happening there. And so one of my beloved sisters said, she said, you should offer a service where she's like, I see people kind of coming up to you and you've got like this magical like potion or elixir and it's like stardust and they're just lined up and they're coming to you and everyone's coming to get their elixir and then they're like dancing off happy and fulfilled. And so I thought, okay, well, I'll start doing the remote frequency work. So what that looks like for me is I'm connecting into the pure heart of divine intelligence and I'm sensing into a person's energetics exactly what they have going on, where there might be resistance in their field, in their energetic bodies, in their physical body. And we are gently in the most harmonious, liberating, truly ecstatic way available, beginning to open those channels and move that energy through their system in a way that is sustainable and enlivening so that they can begin to experience that flow in all areas of their life. And then I get really specific too. So whatever it is that a being is desiring to manifest, we look at, okay, what are the specifications of this? And then I go into the field and I do a powerful activation to crystallize that reality into form on their behalf. And so really the mass, you know, for them, it's really just about a willingness to receive.
Mm-hmm. And there's also, I mean, there's a lot more included in your offer. Yeah. While we're on the subject, let's go ahead and go through this and then we will take callers. Describe if someone invests in this package, and you can find it, those of you listening, at straighttalkforthesoul.com. Click on our marketplace. You'll see Solara's beautiful face. Click on that, and you'll see this offering. So it's the 30 days of remote frequency work. But what else have you included in here?
Yes. So the core of this sacred offering is the Infinity Collective Global Community Flow Temple. And there's so much rich value and love and community support in this space. And one, the community support is so pivotal for how we are all exponentially mm-hmm. evolving and growing and expanding. To have sacred allies who are local to you, who live in your area, or even if it's simply people that you're connecting with and establishing camaraderie with who live all the way across the world, having that support is invaluable, and you also have access to me. And so in this space, this is your opportunity to ask me your questions, to get into specifics, to drop in and connect intimately with me. And what I often do in this container, because the questions that people ask are usually very universal, and so I create live videos and trainings. So it's very similar in a lot of regards to having a session where I go into depth about the energetics and what it is that a being is desiring to know. And there's also glorious special opportunities to work with me one-on-one in that container that I offer that I absolutely do not offer anywhere else. So there's the sacredness of that. And there's also, you know, beautiful brainwave entrainment technology. So this technology, well, here, let me go through the greater expanse of all that's included, and then I want to touch on this for a moment. So there's the brainwave entrainment frequency technology. So these are sonic frequencies that harmonize the right and the left hemisphere of the brain to create heart-mind coherence in the physical body. And then we have the Nirvana Synthesis ebook, Interstellar Velvet, A to Z Golden Word Oracle, Bioluminescence, which is a resource guide of the most premium quality health and nourishment and nutrition supplements on our planet. So for deep cellular cleansing, for reviving and illuminating your energy and your life force. And that resource guide is in there with beautiful discount codes with my affiliate links and all of that to support you actually physically getting all of your flow online. And then there's also live trainings. So I go into live trainings about creating and architecting your reality in that space. So there's just a whole feast, a divine feast of tools and technologies and trainings and resources. And the beauty of the brainwave technology is this. This is a way to access all these states that we have been discussing and sharing about throughout the duration of this call. All you have to do is listen to the frequency track, meaning you don't have to think about it. You don't have to master a certain process. You just receive the frequencies of the musical tracks, and it will harmonize your brain into a theta state, which is the powerful space of manifesting and imagination, where our desires really crystallize. And then it will also move you into a gamma state of, you know, what I would call supersonic creative flow, where you really have like your full joy and vibrancy online, where you feel inspired and compelled to create and to channel and to create visual graphic artistry and to write and to share. So this technology is really powerful in that way. It's really just about turning up the amplitude and the volume and letting yourself relax and receive the glorious and beautiful orchestral frequencies, and it will harmonize your, you know, people call it your nervous system. I love to call it our serenity system. It will harmonize your actual nervous system, the hemispheres of your brain, and bring all of your energetic systems back into ultimate coherency and congruence. And it's just such a simple, natural, effortless way to drop right into that space of union.
I do want to highlight that this is a lifetime membership into this infinity collective flow temple of yours. And it sounds like there's just a vast, you know, just a lot of support and information and sharings that are already there and that continue to flow through from you moving forward. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. And another beautiful aspect of this is that with the remote frequency work, anything that comes up for you or that you're desiring specific support with, as a member of Infinity Collective, you'll be able to connect in with me deeply around your own unique remote frequency work also. So that will be a space for follow-up. I would love to have you work on this in my field and so on. So you'll have access to me in that space. To
so there is personalized attention aside from the remote work and everything else that's in the community there. They do have availability to you to explore things a bit further or ask you questions or things like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Beautiful. Wow, that is a big offering, and I'm so grateful that you have compiled this for all the beautiful beings listening and who will listen to this. So thank you, my dear, for that. And anything else that you feel is significant to share on that before we take some callers?
I'm just feeling the sacredness of the community that we are cultivating in this space, and how marvelous it is, and that it's really an alternative to traditional social media platforms where you can really be fully received and celebrated and embraced, and you can play full out in your genius and your creative artistry, shining your light, expressing your truth. And it's just such a safe, sacred, beautiful, playful haven from which you can do that. And so, yeah, I just want to really
emphasize that. Yeah. A very sacred space where it sounds like there's a lot of interaction, available for the members and with you and with the information, which is really significant right now and always. So, and so when someone gets this offering, will they get immediate access to join and participate in that, or how does that work?
Yes. So everyone will have immediate access to their membership portal and all of their gifts in the Treasure Gala, so all of the beautiful technologies and ebooks and trainings we've been speaking into, all of that will be immediately accessible. And then the moment that they sign up is that the day they sign up will be the day that their remote frequency work begins also.
Okay. Beautiful. Yay. Okay. All right. I would love to take some callers. Again, it's *2 to raise your hand. And thank all of you who've written into I'll get to a couple of those as well. Okay, so first caller that I'm going to is area code 303656 are the next numbers. You're live with us.
Hi.
Hi,
hello.
Welcome.
Thanks.
You're so welcome. What is your name?
My name's Jules.
Jules.
Of course it is.
Yes.
So
we're talking about the diamond realms and everything.
Oh, right.
Kind of perfect.
Thanks.
Go ahead.
I was calling because I was hoping you could help me remove the energy blocks that are, like, holding me back from living the life that I desire. Like, I guess, like, I was grown up, you know, you're taught, like, you're not good enough. So removing the energy blocks that I'm not good enough.
Yeah, beautiful. So one, what I'm feeling for you is, well, one, it's about affirming and claiming your worth as the I am that I am that I am. Your worth is so intrinsic and inherent to who you are as God in form. So there's practicing that remembrance and that knowingness daily. And as we're speaking, I'm just going to be moving. I'm getting a liquid golden light for you, just coursing it through your field so that you feel the substantiality of your beauty, your value, your intrinsic inherent worth. So we're just going to be coursing that through your system. And then I'm also receiving for you that this is actually about letting yourself flow. So letting go of the notion or the idea that you need to do something or become perfect before you can live your life fully, but to really wake up every day and engage the adventure of life by following the truth and the joy and the happiness and fulfillment in your heart, and to trust your intuitive navigation in that. So it's like loosening up and letting yourself live and letting it be that simple. So I'm getting go, like the word is just go, like go, have fun,
uh-huh.
Play. Don't feel as though you have to do steps A, B, C, and D before you really allow yourself to live fully.
Mm-hmm.
And as when you're in that flow, as you do that, as you switch it up and you let yourself explore new landscapes, have new experiences, connect with new people, maybe visit a new, you know, tea shop or restaurant, as you give yourself these novel experiences, those old energetics will organically start to cycle out of your system.
Awesome.
Okay.
Jules, did that resonate? Did what she was sharing?
It did.
Okay.
Yeah. It did. And so I think it's just like
go time.
My fear of being myself. Yeah, just go.
Glow time.
Yeah. You got it. Yeah. Cool. And a beautiful frame is just, who would I be? Like from your purest child heart, like who would I be if I were absolutely fearless and I trusted and I knew that my expanded cosmic self has my back in every moment? What would I choose in this moment? So there's like this joyful playeth audacity and bravery and courage to the energetic. Like, I'm going to fearlessly shine and enjoy my life starting right now.
Yeah. Yes.
Right. Okay. I love that. Like, fearlessly shine. Okay. I'm going to focus on that.
Good. I feel some excitement brewing there, Jules, for you. So awesome.
Yeah. Me too. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jules.
You're welcome, beloved. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Love that, Solara. Okay. Next caller that I'm going to is area code 646. Nice. Well, that may be too loud. it sounded like she was moving or running or, okay. Let me go to area code 506. You're live with us. 506.
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hi. It's Tia here.
Tia. Okay. Hi. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm hoping to get some guidance from my higher self and spirit team. I've been struggling to come up with a a decision because I've been without a job for the last 3 years, and I have an opportunity to perhaps have a job in my old field. I would say my 3D job, and it would require me to move away and leave my daughter at home with my husband, and so it's about 2.5 hours away. And it just feels like it's very much of a struggle when I consider that that decision, that choice, and everything that I'm trying to bring in with my 5D timeline tells me that things should go with more of a flow, more easier. So I'm just struggling because on the one hand, it feels like taking no action to not take the job, but on the other hand, it feels like if it's that much of a stretch, maybe it's not right. Mm-hmm. So any help from my hired team would be really great.
Yes. Yeah, so this is beautiful. So a question for you is when you tune into each of these possibilities, so let's just put them side by side, and let's first tune into the possibility of you staying home, so just fully choosing that you're going to stay home and that you're going to be with your family and you're going to trust that there's a more resonant, aligned, exciting opportunity that's available for you. So when you feel into that choice, what do you feel in your body?
I feel I want to hold out for that. I truly believe that's what I need to be doing. But then I get these comments from my husband, you know, that's making me feel that I need to get out there more. But when I really tune in, I feel that I'm on the right path. Being where I am.
Yeah. Okay. So this is beautiful. I mean, I felt this at the very beginning of your question. You already actually know. It's just not, it's about not allowing somebody else's desire to influence your desire. So you staying connected to your truth, you staying connected to your knowingness in your heart, and making that decision within you. Because when you choose what is in absolute accord and resonance for you, it is automatically of the highest service to everyone involved. He may not be seeing that right now, but when you tune into these possibilities, like you already know, I hear your soul clearly, like you already know what is the correct thing for you to do uniquely. So it's about really just trusting that and just
really
keeping
is,
the field. Yeah.
Sorry, it really is a blind trust because, I mean, I can't see anywhere how it would happen. It's completely unknown. So it's really having a faith without seeing, you know, the actual which way to go at this point.
Mm-hmm. Well, and so this is actually a glorious opportunity for you to enrich in your faith also. You know, even beyond trust and beyond knowing, this is you walking at the leading edge of your life in total faith. And you, where you, your mind doesn't perceive a possibility, your infinite self, your super conscious self perceives infinite possibilities. So there are no bounds. It's truly boundless the ways that new opportunity can manifest for you. So as you move forward on your path, it's just going to be a matter of staying connected to your intuitive guidance. So if you're called to reach out to a specific person or go to a specific place, there's alignments and synchronicities that want to unfold for you. So trust your intuitive navigation and follow through on those beautiful sacred nudges as they reveal themselves to you. But there are, in fact, infinite possibilities, and let your omniversal self dazzle, delight, and surprise you. You'll be amazed at what can come forth where you don't perceive that possibility, but it is there in a grand way.
Right. Okay. Thank you. That was really helpful. Sorry,
thank you,
so
Kia.
Thank you, beloved.
Thank you.
All right. Lots of love to you, Tia. Okay. Let's see here. Next caller. I'm going to go to area code 818-381. You're live.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Yes, hi, it's
Carrie.
You. Welcome. Hi.
Thank you. Oh, I'm so excited. And nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous. What is your name?
Yeah. Angela.
So happy you're here. What's happening, Angela? How can Solara support you?
Well, I've been feeling a lot of heaviness, like in my body, and feeling like I'm in kind of a void space. And so I was hoping to get some insight, like what's going on behind the scenes.
Yes. Oh, you're going through a massive calibration right now, and it's beautiful. It's beautiful. You're going through a massive expansion. So you're in this gorgeous transitional space where the key for you is just going to be all about receiving and allowing. So the faster that you surrender into the transformation, the faster your system will calibrate. So the patterning and the consciousness and the programs and all of that from your last cycle and phase of life are being released from your system. So all of that density is alchemizing and starting to burn off. And so the greatest gift you can give yourself is to surrender into it and allow the new, fresh energy and the cosmic codes to really come in and land and integrate in your system. So this space is really about stillness, silent self-nourishment, like luxuriant self-care, and really caring for your system, allowing yourself to rest, staying hydrated, and just being with the organic process. So it's like, if you've ever seen those frequency tables where they pour salt on the table, and every time they turn the hertz up, the sacred geometrical design kind of shakes up and gets reoriented to a richer and more complex pattern. That's what's happening in your body. So you're reorienting to a new expanded field of consciousness and frequency and energetics. And you're just in that beautiful space where the pattern is reorienting itself. So you're at once simultaneously releasing the old and integrating the new. So self-nourishment, you're so supported in this too. Like I'm just getting like, let yourself relax, let it be a peaceful, savory experience and journey. And there, you know, I'm also seeing the example of, you know, when we're upgrading the software on our computer system, we turn off the computer, right? And we let that calibration take place naturally. So it's very similar with your body. So just staying with, okay, what is my body requesting of me in this moment? Are you requesting nourishment, movement, deep rest and sleep, meditation, visioning, dance, play, and really staying attuned to the intelligence of your body? And then all of the beautiful things that you have been calling in, my love, they're about to land.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Wow. Well, Angela, I hope that was helpful.
It was. Thank you.
Oh, you're right. So welcome, beloved. Thank you.
Okay. Best wishes to you, Angela.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's see. Let me go to the Q&A because a lot of people have written in. I'm just going to go to the top here. Peggy Ray from Washington. I'm feeling a great deal of apathy towards life and not allowing myself just to let go and be happy. I'm isolating myself more and more and feel sad and lonely, even though I have powerful connections to my divine counsel and self. But my creativity and expression are very blocked. That's Peggy Ray. Peggy.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much for your authenticity and vulnerability, Peggy. This is, well, one is about reconnecting to your joy and what brings you a sense of happiness. But what I'm actually hearing really clearly is if you're not able to locate that right now to actually utilize your power of command and activate that in the field, I welcome inspiration. I welcome joy. I welcome clarity. I welcome love. I welcome opportunities to connect with friends and family and community. I welcome creative flow. I welcome inspiration. I welcome new desires and really start to activate and give movement to that energy, and it will start to reveal itself. And as simple as I welcome excitement. I welcome my greatest joy and happiness and really start to welcome those frequencies in, and they will activate for you. I can really resonate with this. When I was going through a massive transformation years ago, it's been about 5 or 6 years now, I was in a space of such extraordinary oneness, and it was beautiful, but I had no desire to do anything except be. I just was sat in the field of pure beingness, and it was beautiful, but my soul wanted to dance and play. And so my greatest activation became, I want to desire. I desire to desire. I desire to aspire. I desire to feel passion. And it worked. And so,
yeah.
Yeah, I really invite you to just start welcoming that in.
Mm. Beautiful. Peggy Ray, I hope that you heard that. I'm staying right here at the top, the most recent people who've written in. So Nala from Mexico. Hi, Carrie and Solara. I would love any insights you can give me on how to move forward. Is there anything I'm missing? I feel exhausted lately, some heaviness in my head. Thanks and blessings. That's Nala.
Ah, beautiful. Nala from The Lion King. How beautiful. yes. So this one feels very, so how do I move forward? So the head is about you thinking about how to move forward instead of actually just moving forward. And because you're trying to figure it out with your thinking mind, that is what is creating the exhaustion. So all of the mental activity is literally exhausting your energy. So I'm getting, like, give yourself a few days or even a week or two of just feminine, like, basking in the field of receptivity, of love, of self-nourishment, of pleasure. Recoup and rebuild your energy. And then it's quite literally about just simply moving forward. It's about letting yourself move forward without overthinking and overanalyzing it. So letting go of the needing to figure it out or the having to figure it out, and actually just let yourself move forward with the current that is guiding you in the present moment. And, you know, first, of course, replenish and rejuvenate your energy, but it's really that simple with this energetic.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Nala, I hope that you heard that. Lots of love to you. And Lacey from Ontario said, I am integrating and deeply appreciating every bit of this. She said, Solara said something along the lines earlier of having a clear portal in her body for the energy to come through. Can we possibly clarify what this means? Thank you.
Yes, beautiful. So, you know, if I'm looking at my overall system, my physical body as a living intelligence, and I work with a 13-dimensional chakra or energy vortices system, which ultimately all of those ways, you know, that the places that our energy flows is infinite. But what I have discovered is that if we have free energy flowing through these primary 13, it allows our electromagnetic grid, so the plasma of our body, our biocircuitry, our blood, the waters of our body, when that is flowing in our system, it allows us to connect into the more expanded biofields and electromagnetic grids of all that we are as an omniversal intelligence. So this is just is the most foundational level. This is about creating a pure channel. So there will be days when you wake up and you feel happy, excited, light, clear, free, present, focused in your body. And there's other days when you feel potentially slowed down or a little bit exhausted. So what we want to do is we want to master our capacity to stay in that open, clear flow. So this is starting to tune into what nutrients am I selecting, how many hours of sleep, what type of movement, how much water am I drinking, what are the activities and the information that I ingest in my physical body that allow for a free flow of clarity and energetic movement through my body. And what are the things that actually inhibit that flow? And that can be anything from a lifestyle choice to a pattern, like a holding pattern or a loop in our own consciousness. So it's really just about opening up the body and clarifying our system. Do I feel like there's a natural free flow of energy? Where might I need to create shifts, adjustments, or pivot my lifestyle choices in order to allow for that greater flow? And something to reflect on in your own unique experiences, you know, recalling the times in your life when you were in that vibrant, activated flow and what your choices were at that time. And if your overall lifestyle choices were balanced in a way that allowed for that greater flow to move through you more freely. And, you know, just making adjustments in alignment with your own unique composition. So the way that I see it is the free energy coursing through the central column of my body. And that's just how I see it, like a toroidal mm-hmm. flow that moves freely through my body and my aura, my energetic field, and then ultimately my infinite I am self. And so with the body, it's really about tuning into what creates a feeling of density, what creates a feeling of lightness, what creates a feeling of resistance, what creates a feeling of freedom and expansion, and giving yourself those things that support your flow uniquely.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. There you go, Lacey. thank you for being with us, Lacey. Always appreciate your presence here. I'm going to take one more. Mayor from Denver. She first said, I treasure a time a couple of years ago after listening to one of Sarlara's interviews, I went into the most profound state of pure love that lasted for some days. So that's what she first said that I wanted to pass along. Then she said, so Laura, I'm working on moving into a new home and location, which starts and then stops. I'm also purging for days now. Your input? ? Thank you.
Yeah. So the start and stop energy. So if we look at everything in our external world as a mere extension of our own internal beingness, a beautiful question to ask yourself, beloved, is where am I in stop-start energy? Where am I go and I'm starting and I'm living life and I'm trusting my desires and I'm defining my creation and bringing it to life in my imagination and I'm evoking it and calling it forth? And then where do I stop in doubt? So looking for becoming aware of that stop-start energy in you and staying on the path of, I'm just getting like a silken flow, right? To let the flow be smooth, but to stay in that, like let it be peaceful and fun and joyful, but to stay in motion with the crystallization of your desire. So to keep on that start trajectory and to not stop yourself or hold yourself back. The purging, let me tune into this for a moment because there's some multiple dynamics. Okay, so this is because what you're calling in, and it's here for you, so please know that. It is here for you. It's just whether or not you're experiencing the knowing of that in any given moment. So the purging is you releasing any and all of the fear, the self-doubt, the old consciousness patterns that keep you in the stop space. That's you releasing all of that and opening to this awesome power that wants to come in and flow through you. So really being tender with yourself through that process. And start doesn't always look like being in radical motion. Sometimes start looks like a deeply relaxing, rejuvenating, peaceful mm-hmm. visioning session or meditation or walk in nature. So
just not resisting. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got it.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's the energy that wants to come, is coming through for you. And that's kind of, it's moving out some of these older energetics that are ready to release. I would just in the field, we'll just do this for you now. Just, I release these energetics to the light of the one and I welcome in all the beautiful, the magnitude of cosmic celestial energy and prosperity and creative flow. And divine intelligence that wants to come in for me now, let it be simple, easy, graceful, joyous, and liberating in all ways. And there you go. You just keep opening to that flow and being tender with yourself through the transitional phase.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And thanks to everybody who's been with us and who raised their hands and all of that. And hopefully everything that you have heard has been supportive. I always believe that whoever we select that the responses are helpful for everyone. But so, Laura, I just want to, before we say goodbye, really highlight that for those of you who want to get started with the remote frequency work, it'll get started right away. And someone came in a bit late and is asking a little bit more about that. So just briefly, you know, the intention with the remote frequency work for 30 days, Solara, is to help them harmonize. Well, I'm going to let you share. What is the intention?
Yes. So the overarching grand intention of this is to really liberate you from all resistance and limitation patterns and open you up to the full receptivity of love and kinetic life force energy so that all areas of your life are flowing in harmony and synchronicity and your desires are manifesting for you in all facets and areas of your world with ease and ecstasis.
Yes, that.
Yeah.
Yes. Wow. If we had another hour, I mean, you get warmed up and then it just goes. It's like it winds up and this creative energy just expands and amplifies with you, Solara. It's really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope you had a good time, my dear. Thank you for being
Absolutely.
Here with us.
Yeah, so amazing. What a glorious and gorgeous way to ring in these beautiful full moon frequencies. And actually, before we transition, I think this would be a fun thing for all of us today, everyone who's here present with us on the call, because there's such amplification power on the full moon, if we all say a collective group prayer or
yeah.
activation for one another, that everybody who is present in this space and through all that is just experiences the grandest levels of illumination, of perfect health, of infinitely increasing prosperity and joy and aliveness, and really just amplify that intention with one another in the field now, today, this evening, so that we have this supercharged galactic toroidal vortex and flow that's supportive of all of us.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Perfect timing for that. And I, you know, one of the things I love about you is your intentionality. So, Laura, and just the power of directing, what was the phrase earlier about self-architecture? You know, it's really, and I don't know that I want to use the word command, but it's really commanding energy in the way that you desire and welcoming it and inviting it and, you know, and in a very confident, bold way. And that just takes practice. If someone's not used to doing that, try it out. Can you give them
one final
declaration of some kind that's very empowering?
Absolutely, of course. Yes, well, you are the I am that I am, that I am presence of your life. You are perfect, you are whole, you are complete. All that you desire to live into and thrive into and experience is accessible within you now. So to boldly claim your desires, your requirements, that which brings passion and aliveness and enrichment and fulfillment to your heart unconditionally, to unconditionally boldly claim your desires, your wholeness, your worthiness, your deservingness, and to really allow yourself to live and thrive and shine in ways that you possibly haven't allowed yourself to do before, knowing that everything here and now is perfect and there are infinite potentials and possibilities available to you, and your infinite cosmic self, your divine genius, your best friend and ally, your higher self, your wider you, however you uniquely relate to that energy, is here with you and is for you unconditionally and is always working things in your greatest favor, prolific bliss, fulfillment and alignment. Ah, you are so loved. You are so, so loved.
Yes, that was awesome. Thank you.
Yes.
I'm going to read a few comments, then we're going to say goodbye. Linda said, love it. Many blessings and love to all. Thanks for bringing this beautiful community together. Lacey said, I received something from every single one of the callers and every moment of the call. Deep gratitude and soul expansion is abundant over here. Thank you, wonderful souls. Love it, Lacey. Mayor wrote back in and said, that was profound. Thank you. I could totally feel that liberation of the old. Thank you, beloveds. Peggy Ray, thank you so much. That was so helpful. Thank you for taking my question, Carrie. Much love to you both. Thank you all for joining us. Solara, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for you. What an inspiration you are. You really are.
Thank you so much. And yeah, thank you for you, miraculous, like you, the living paradise and rainbow spectrum of divinity.
You're welcome. It's just a joy to have you here, and we'll have to have you come back and play some more next time. Yes. And to everybody, thank you for the gift of your mystical, magical selves, your love and your presence here today. Notice what stood out for you today, what shifted, what illuminated for you. And then just open to receive the benefits of everything that's been ignited here today. Remember, you're a sacred being. You're a creator. You're a multidimensional master of light. So claim yourself as such, and really consider the opportunity to expand on this, super abundant journey with Solara in her special offer, and, allow yourself to receive this support and experience yourself in a completely new way. And just remember, you are brilliant, you are resilient, you are dearly loved, and you are certainly not alone. Thank you for joining us on this soulful adventure today. I am sending crystalline rainbow waves of new earth grace and glory and gratitude from my heart to yours. May you feel it, receive it, and offer it to those you encounter today or tonight, wherever you happen to be in the world. And as always, until next time, please give yourself full permission to shine instead of shrink, express instead of suppress, and of course, own that amazing, powerful glow of yours. I'll see you all back here in this playground of light next time. Bye, everybody.